Greetings, everyone. Paul Temple here from the Diamond Light Network, and thanks for checking out my podcast. The content of all of my podcasts and blogs is channeled, so to speak. It is information that comes via my intuitive guidance, my spirit guides, through a process of automatic writing. However, this process changed recently, and I came to meet Althor as the spirit being who has provided these insights. This cycle of podcasts called Messages from Althor is Althor speaking directly as himself, but through me. To learn more about Althor, I recommend you listen to the podcast titled Messages from Althor No. 1, where he introduces himself. This is podcast No. 6 in the Messages from Althor series, and it is titled Primordial Awareness. Greetings, dear ones. Our topic today is primordial awareness. This is a state or layer of human consciousness that is important to understand. It is a current or stream of universal consciousness that humans can tap into quite easily. It is a state of mind that can bring you to the crossroads of human and multidimensional awareness. Some call it the sea of peace or the ocean of bliss. Primordial awareness means first consciousness or consciousness from before the world, before time, before temporal reality or time-based reality. In other earthly traditions, this state is called samadhi, or the void, or theta state, or unified consciousness, or egoless awareness. On the personal level, when you drop into this stream of consciousness, you can connect with your own soul awareness, the state of your being before the time that earthly temporal world started shaping your human ego. It brings you back to your pure soul awareness, your luminous essential nature. To humans, primordial awareness initially feels like a deep pool of stillness and peace that you can experience through meditation or listening deeply to music. Once one becomes more accustomed to dropping into this level of beingness, one can tap into dimensional doorways and ancient streams of knowledge and presence. The pool of stillness is connected to the ocean of pure consciousness. It is also the vibrational medium through which multidimensional spirit beings can connect into human awareness. The more one taps into this depth of consciousness, the more easily accessible it becomes. This is why meditation breeds wisdom. Those who plumb these depths draw from a deep sea of infinite wisdom. This level of awareness, primordial awareness, is related to what in the Vedas is called Nada Brahma. In Sanskrit, Nada means vibration or pulse. Nada yoga is the study of sound and vibration. Mantra, seed sounds, energy healing, and music are all aspects of nada or vibrational yoga. In its root meaning, however, nada refers to the primordial pulse of creation, the Big Bang, some call it, the first wave of consciousness that created the universe as we know it, universe, meaning one song, the great vibrational music of creation, the unified field, the symphony of the spheres. In the Vedas, Brahma is the supreme creator, the embodiment of the divine creative force. So put together, nada Brahma means the supreme divine creative force of the universe is vibration. Vibration as sound, as light, and pure consciousness. Nada, vibration, is Brahma, the divine creative force. Now this explains why your, and that's Paul's, Tibetan bowls are such a powerful resource. The pure vibrational field of bowls takes people into a deep state of primordial awareness very quickly. The bowls are from an ancient Himalayan tradition and are designed to take people into deep meditative states and to generate healing energies for the human body, mind, and spirit. When you drop into primordial awareness, you are connecting with Nada Brahma, the primordial vibrational field of creation, the multidimensional crossroads where awareness can travel and connect with other spirit beings, with other aspects of divine consciousness, and other dimensions of your own higher soul self. Nada Brahma also explains why music is such an important and powerful vehicle on earth. It is one of the most prominent ways for people to connect with the power of the universe. Many may not understand what is happening when one surrenders to the vibrational field of music, whatever type or style. But in doing such, one is connecting with the flow of universal energy. What you all call music, in all its stylistic variations and commercial manipulations, is really vibrational messaging. It is a medium that touches the human heart and soul and reminds these aspects of your divine essence and luminous essential self. Even when the music is dark and full of anger, the vibrational medium is touching into veins of archetypal truth, justice, and rage that are aspects of the unified field. These hard energies help cut through and break up the density of the old stagnant field of collective human consciousness, so new waves of evolutionary awareness can be received. Immersing in these wild and ferocious musical energies is different than dropping into primordial awareness. But the hope is that by cutting through these molds of anger and injustice, that one eventually will be able to tap into a deeper sense of truth, justice, and expanded consciousness that is accessible through primordial awareness. As one enters into the field of primordial awareness, one can remember the pure, radiant inner self that is beyond earthly constraints and ancestral trauma. From this place of soul memory, one can see that which the Tibetan Book of the Dead reminds us, that we choose our parents and family lineage in each incarnation so we can immerse into the karmic patterns needed to heal our individual and collective souls. Being in primordial awareness helps release attachment to the old ego patterns of fear, delusion, trauma, and desire. It helps you remember that you are much, much more than the wounded, limited human you may perceive yourself as. It can remind you of your great, luminous soul self that has a mission and purpose for being alive on Earth at this time. Now, you may ask, what does this primordial awareness have to do with the diamond light in the heart that is the focus of these diamond light teachings? While humans usually associate levels of consciousness with brain activity, primordial awareness is accessed through the heart center. When activity in your brain becomes quiet and still, your perception drops into the heart center, so you can access this stream of universal presence. The heart center is the spiritual crossroads of your being, where you are connected to multidimensional consciousness. It is the primary portal to primordial awareness. So meditating into primordial awareness and working to activate your heart center are two approaches to the same end, two paths to the same ocean of peace. Spending time in primordial awareness helps one unwind the illusions and glamours of earthly consciousness, and thus expand into unified, universal perception. It helps one develop many evolutionary aspects of heart awareness, the beneficial qualities of courage, truth, love, altruism, compassion, and justice. Being in primordial awareness helps purify and heal the heart. So, I hope you have found this information helpful. I offer it to benefit the liberation of all beings in all realms, and to generating peace and beauty on Earth. In radiant love and light, Althor.